Boys and girls, welcome to the Children's Bible Club, coming to you from Santa Rosa Christian School in Milton, Florida. We're so glad you've joined us on the Bible Club today. We hope you call a friend and have them join you too. And hope you have your paper and pencil ready, because we'll have a good Bible question for your thinking cap in just a few minutes. And now, here's the Bible Club choir to sing under the direction of Mr. Howard Woods. That's a wonderful song for Bible clubbers to sing, because the Savior is calling you. Say, what a privilege it is to belong to the Lord Jesus. Now, I've got a good question for you this week, so you better scratch your head a little bit and have a pencil and paper ready, because here it is. What was the name of Philemon's servant who ran away? You know, Philemon had a servant, and he did run away. But somewhere down the line, he met Paul. Perhaps he was caught and thrown into the same prison with Paul. But somehow, Paul got to him and led him to the Lord Jesus Christ. And of course, his life was changed completely when he got saved. And then, Paul sent him back home to his master to prove the truth of his testimony and changed life. And also, to give Philemon the opportunity to show Christian love and kindness. And Paul wrote a good letter to Philemon and told him all about this. And it only takes one chapter in the Bible, but it's a real classic, and it's filled with wonderful truths. And you'll be thrilled as you read it. So when you look it up, read that book of Philemon, and when you find the servant's name, send it to me, Aunt Carolyn, Box 643, Milton, Florida. Aunt Carolyn, Box 643, Milton, Florida. And now, here's the choir again with a wonderful song, He is Able to Deliver Thee.
Tis the
Elisha was a wonderful servant of God. You'll remember how whenever this prophet Elijah went up to heaven in a great chariot of fire, that his mantle fell off his shoulders and Elisha saw it. And the mighty things that Elijah had done, Elisha continued to do, because the power of the God of heaven was upon him. And he was a faithful and loyal servant. And one day, his heart was strangely moved as he looked up and a woman came toward him, the shawl over her head, tears streaming down her face, and her shoulders just moving up and down as she sobbed as if her heart would break. Whatever could be wrong with this poor dear woman? And as she came closer, she said, "Oh, Elisha, Elisha, please, please won't you help me?" And she said, he said, "Why, whatever's wrong, what would you want me to do for you? Tell me what your trouble is." "Oh," she said, "I'm a widow. You know my husband died a while back and he left a great debt. And, oh, sir, I don't have any money to pay it." "Yes, go on." And Elisha encouraged her to continue to put between the tears. "What is it? Finish the story."
"Well, I can't pay. I don't have anything to pay with. And, sir, the man is going to come and take my sons away."
Oh, now Elisha was to the bottom of the story. For this man to whom the husband had owed such a great debt now was going to be a terrible taskmaster. Instead of giving the woman any more time to pay, he was going to come and take her two little boys to be his slaves. No more would they play in her yard. No more could they go out and try to work in the garden and try to raise enough vegetables for Mama and themselves to live on. No more would she see their smiling faces come in the door in the afternoon. No more could she tuck them in and kiss them goodnight. This terrible taskmaster would come and take her only possessions away.
"Oh, please, Elisha, do something. There's just nothing. There's just nothing I can do."
And that was true. The woman now was helpless. She had no money. She had no possessions. She was helpless. And now she was hopeless, too. Her only joy in life soon would be gone. And Elisha's heart was moved with tenderness and compassion. And he said, "Well, what do you have in your house?" And she looked at him like, well, she had done all she could do. Now, if this was the best answer she was going to get from Elisha, what was the good to come? But he said, "What do you have in your house?" You know, it's a strange thing, but God usually expects us to do what we can. And if there's anything we have to do with, he expects us to. And then he takes up at the end of our extremities. When we're past help, then that's where he takes over. And she looked at Elisha and she said, "I don't have anything in my house but a little jar of oil." "Oh, oil? All right," Elisha says, "that's the answer. Now you send your boys up and down the streets, far as they can go and as fast as they can go, and tell them to borrow from every neighbor every empty vessel they can borrow. If they've got big jars, get them. If they've got little jugs, get them. If they've got wash pans, if they've got wash pots, if they've got jars to cook in, pans, whatever they have, tell them to bring everything that they can put something in." Well, she knew better than to question God's servant, and so she called her boys and she said, "Son, run just as hard as you can. Go up to Miss So-and-so's house and go up to Brother Joseph's house and go." And they soon, those little legs were just barely flying up the street and down the side roads and across the alleys and over to the neighbors and over the hills, until pretty soon they said, "Mama, we can't find any more jars. Nobody's, they've given us all they have." And if you'd have seen that house, you'd have believed it, too, because it was covered. On every floor in every room, there were jars, jugs, everywhere. Could hardly step for them. And then she said, Elisha, I've got all I can get. I've fulfilled your word. And Elisha said, all right, my dear, now you go in that house, and you take your boys with you, and you shut the door. And then, out of that little bitty pot of oil you have left in your kitchen, you start pouring into all those other jugs. Well, again, she knew better than to argue with God's servant and to argue with God's word. So she did exactly what he said. And inside they went. I wonder what those little boys thought whenever they saw all that multitude of empty jars and one teensy little bitty pot of oil, and Mama started to pour. I guess they thought that little bit of oil wouldn't even make a drop in the bottom of one of those big jars. But they knew Mama believed God's word, and they knew Mama would obey what God's prophet said, and so they stood there in silence as Mama picked up that little teensy jar and began to pour. And she poured, and the little jar didn't stop pouring. It never did go empty. It just kept pouring. And she had to hurry when that one big jar got full to hurry quick over to the next jar so it wouldn't spill on the floor. And she filled that jar, and the next, and all around the room they went. And she said, hurry, honey, go get me some more jars. And they ran, and they took the full ones back to where there was an empty place to set it, and they bring the empty ones for Mama to fill. And they worked till their little shoulders were tired and their little legs were tired, but a happier house you never saw before. And Mama said, hurry, hurry, until the last one was filled. And then Elisha said, yes, God supplied. Now you sell what you need to pay your debt and live off of the rest that you have. What wonderful joy there was that day. And Jesus can meet your need. Yes, he can save your soul. And then he gives you the grace to live on too. It's wonderful to know Jesus. Let him come into your heart. Live for Jesus and know the provision of every need. And now God bless you until next week.
You have been listening to the Children's Bible Club broadcast with Aunt Carolyn and the Children's Bible Club Choir. The program is heard each week on this station at this same time, and we hope you will join us again next week, and be sure to tell your best friend to listen too. The Children's Bible Club is produced by the Santa Rosa Christian Academy of Florida in Milton, Florida. Be sure to write to Aunt Carolyn this week for information about the storybooks and tapes that are produced by the Children's Bible Club. These books and tapes can be used in Sunday school classes, day school, summer camp work, daily vacation Bible school, or in the home for story time. Aunt Carolyn would like to hear from you today. Be sure to mention the call letters of the radio station that you're listening to. Her address is Aunt Carolyn, Box 643, Milton, Florida, 32570. That's Aunt Carolyn, Box 643, Milton, Florida, 32570.